We pray. Heavenly Father, God of grace, you sent your one and only Son to be the babe in the manger, the sacrifice on the cross. May the joy and peace of this Christmas live in our hearts and lives through this world and on into eternity. Lift us up and revive our hearts and lives in your grace and goodness now and forevermore in Christ our Savior. Amen. How would you go about putting the entire Atlantic Ocean in a Coca-Cola bottle? Or maybe the Milky Way in a nice glass ball to hang on your Christmas tree? How silly. Impossible, huh? And even inconceivable how you could shrink down an ocean or a galaxy into a bottle or a ball. But today we are going to ponder deep mysteries that will make the thought of shrinking an ocean or a galaxy seem like child's play in comparison. The how this is done, that will still elude us. But the why infinite God would enclose himself in finite, limited human flesh. Oh, that's the why we will bury deeply in our heart of hearts. What makes humans humans instead of fish or birds or worms? Well, that's pretty obvious. We were born with a human body and soul. These make us humans and not animals. And yet sometimes in science fiction movies, they kind of play with the thought of what it would be like to be both human and something else. To have the wings of a bird or the gills of a fish, or to have the superhuman abilities of aliens from distant planets. As we watch those movies, it's fun to imagine what it would be like if we were something more than what we are, with superhuman capabilities. But then the movie finishes, and we go back to our ordinary lives, our simple humans, commons, limited, fallible, weak humans. What makes God, God, and not just an angel, or a ghost, or an energy force field that inhabits all living creatures? Well, God is an infinite, limitless spirit. God's knowledge is deeper than 100 Atlantic oceans stacked on top of each other. His power is so limitless, it's stronger than a million suns in all their blazing glory. God is present everywhere, from the deepest shaft in the face of the earth to the farthest extents of the universe and beyond, without limit or measure. God has absolute control over absolutely everything. From the bacteria in our gut, to world governments, to the very life and breath of every living creature. Perfect control. And what's most exciting for us is that God's love for us is infinite also, without end or measure. Now, these are not just powers that God possesses. Scripture talks of them as being his very nature. To not have these qualities, he would then cease to be God, and God cannot deny himself. But this is where the mysteries begin. God wants us to trust that Jesus had to be made like his brothers in every way. In Colossians, God tells us that in Christ, the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. How can that be? How amazing. God stuffs infinite God into a finite human body without losing any of God's infinite nature. Wow. Then Jesus, when he was walking on this earth, took his infinite nature and put it in his back pocket. Unused, untapped most of the time. The how he did that escapes us. But again, the why. Why Jesus stuffed all his glory and his power into a humble human body, that he makes clear in Scripture. He came down and humbled himself so that he could walk in lowly human flesh among us, so that he could live that perfect human life for us, and that his life, God-man, would be sacrificed to remove all of our sins. Fully God, fully human, to free us from the devil's death. As the writer of the Hebrews says, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives are held in slavery by their fear of death. God's infinite nature requires him to be infinitely just. God hardwired us to know that justice will prevail. In this sinful world, justice is often nowhere to be found. But God is coming to judge everyone and everything in truth and in justice. So God being just, he could not just turn his face aside and pretend he doesn't see the lust in our eyes or smell the greed on our breath or hear the hatred gurgling in our gut and all the other signs and symptoms of our sins. Human sins must be paid for in human blood. Since we have flesh and blood, he too shared in our humanity. Jesus lived his human life in holy perfection, never ever sinning once. Through faith, his A pluses are credited to our account. Jesus became the scapegoat for all of our F minuses. They were given to him, our rebellion, our guilt, our shame, and he suffered the entire punishment for all of our sins in our place to set us free. God's holy human blood was spilt in payment for our sins to atone for us. And so he has freed us from the death that the devil has brought into this world. He set us free, liberated, pardoned us from the death that hung around our necks. Jesus became what he was not in order to make us what we were not. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. Jesus lowered himself to become a human being so that he could raise us up to be the children of God. Adam and Eve lost the perfect, joyful life they had with God. They were crying and hiding with guilt and fear in their hearts, for they have shattered that perfect, joyful, peaceful life they had with God. God's Son has come to give it give it back to us. That holy, peaceful, joyful life that comes only from God. We have a gift that is far better than the wings of a bird or gills of a fish or superhuman powers. We are the brothers and sisters of God. Even the angels in heaven are not as blessed as we are to be in the family of God. And so sometimes it might feel very strange for us that while our guilty consciences are searing with pain over us feeling so dirty and shameful for what we have done, Jesus' blood is right there declaring us to be sinless saints. Wow. In our saddest moments, our hearts are filled with joy as we ponder that we are sons and daughters of the Lord God Almighty, our Heavenly Father. Jesus became like us, humans in every way, sleeping in this world on an earthly bed, eating earthly food, and rejected by so many people in this world, all so that we could be members of his family, reclining on heavenly beds, eating God's banquet of salvation, and completely accepted, welcomed, loved by our Father in heaven. Every day, God carries us around in his arms with more love in his heart than any human father or mother could ever have for their newborn baby. We are not visitors, tourists, temporary guests in the house of God, but we are permanent brothers and sisters of Jesus, forever loved by our Heavenly Father. Hebrews says, in bringing many sons to glory. Here God spells out his goal in sacrificing his son. He wants us to live with him in his heavenly glory. Heaven is so beautiful, brilliant, beyond description. All the Bible says about it is that it is glory, it is paradise. When your fiancé walked down the aisle at your wedding, or when you held your baby for the very first time, did you cry tears of joy? It kind of feels weird to be so overwhelmed and bursting with joy that you begin uncontrollably sobbing with joy. Can you imagine being that happy and crying such tears of joy for all eternity? All without your face getting sore? God's presence fills us with effervescent joy and glory, basking in his light, in his love, without end. Our infinite God took on limited human flesh. But now, Jesus is still 100% God and 100% human in the glories of heaven. No longer in a state of humiliation, but in full glory. But that leads us to another mystery. Our lives here may seem humble, ordinary, maybe even insignificant, but not to God. God has taken his glory, which is bigger than the Atlantic Ocean, and he has packed it inside of us. How glorious it is to be called the children of God. And in that glory, he bathes us day after day. He bathes our conscience in forgiveness. He bathes us in his love, endless love and hope and peace and contentment that only comes from being the children of God. There is no higher glory that humans can have than to be the children of God. And soon we will see the full extent of that glory when we are home in heaven with our Father. We wonder, how has God packed such glory in such finite, limited bodies as ours? It's hard to fathom what awaits the children of God, the brothers and sisters of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, take us home. Take us home. To glory, take us home, that we may spend eternity praising your loving name. Amen. Please join us. We pray, Heavenly Father, our times are in your hands. You have called us to be your very own. You have brought us from darkness to light. You have declared us to be your very own children. And so now we rejoice and praise your holy name. To you be our thanks and praise in time and for all eternity. Amen.